Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today I'm going to read the 95th Psalm for us. Beginning in verse number 1. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In His hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is His also. The sea is His, and He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the sheep of His hand. Today, if ye will hear His voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest. In my chaplain's office at the nursing home, I have a very special hanging on my wall. Many years ago, while I was pastoring in Canada, a young man in the church gave me a page from an old Bible. The Bible was printed in 1683. I took the page given to me and had it framed in museum-quality framing so it would last for many more years. I love to occasionally stop and read through the scriptures that are on the page I was given. This morning, I was working on my computer, it sits underneath this special hanging, and I stopped and read just one of the chapters printed on it. It was the 95th Psalm, same chapter that we just read. As I read, my heart was overwhelmed with praise for my God, as was the psalmist's. I decided that this chapter would be our musing for this morning. I began searching for the thought that I should give. Then I stopped and realized, just read the psalm. No need to expound upon it. If it moved you, there will be others that need to hear these words as they start their day as well. Maybe this scripture will be as much of an inspiration to praise your God this morning as it was for me. Take the time this morning and read it and muse on it, and may your heart burst forth in praise to God. May we not be like the Israelites who didn't praise God, and the psalmist was calling them to praise God. May today be a day that the 95th Psalm instigates us in praise for our God.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.